There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I would just like to say that I'm quite proud of myself. Because for the last couple of sessions, I don't know if you've noticed, I have not, the night before, sent either you directly or the group a message to go, 9 o'clock tomorrow, or would anyone like a coffee when I arrive in the studio? Just to remind everyone, I've been very good. I've turned over a new leaf. Today, however, when you messaged, and we're recording on a day that we don't normally record on, I was like, oh my God, is it not tomorrow? Producer Ben generally had a little heart attack because he thought I'd got it wrong. I was round the corner.
I actually, as much as I slag off your passive aggressive text, I was a bit worried this morning. I was like, William's not text. Are we recording?
You see, I can't win. I do text and you all complain.
Yes.
I don't text and then you complain.
Even when you're trying not to be passive aggressive, you're even more passive aggressive.
What?
By saying, oh, is it not today? That's like toxic boss vibes, that.
Toxic.
Hello and welcome to Help I Sexted My Boss, the podcast where we help you navigate the challenges of modern life, answering your 21st century questions and finding solutions to those everyday dilemmas. Like, can you get annoyed if your boyfriend is a wanker?
I'm sorry.
Sorry.
Did Kat write the script this week?
And how do you tell someone they don't know how to write an email? And of course, what should you do if you've accidentally sexted your boss?
I know who that's directed at.
But we're not usual agony aunts. Who?
No, I can't remember.
But we're not your usual agony aunts, are we? William Hanson, the UK's leading etiquette expert.
No, we're not Jordan North, radio presenter. I'm more dapper, you're more capper.
Oh,
that's
I like
from
that.
Sam Stone. Thank you, Sam.
Now, in the 90s,
yes.
Kappa was, it was all right. It was like, I had Kappa poppers.
I'm sorry?
Do you remember the popper tracksuit bottoms?
Oh, right. Okay.
Do you remember those that people used to pop at the side of the leg? They had like a pop button.
Funnily enough, not on the mean streets of Clifton.
No.
No.
We used to have them. And now, and he had a couple of Kappa t-shirts. And now, Kappa's like, well expensive.
Oh, is it? Mm. Has it had a bit of a rebrand?
I think it's all retro.
Is it basically the Gucci of today?
No, I won't say that. It's a very...
Prada?
It's a very Producer Ben t-shirt.
Is it?
He'd wear a Kappa hat.
He'd wear a Kappa hat.
Yes.
Oh, is that like a granddad hat?
It's a Kappa cap.
A Kappa cap.
A Kappa cap.
Weren't they a type of sweet that you would get from a...
That's a push pop.
Push pop? What? Okay,
that
well,
was the
know.
Lolly that lasted a week.
Oh, okay.
Pushed it up. Pushed and popped it. Yeah.
We've all been there.
Trying to think what else? Hubba Bubba.
Hubba Bubba.
All that shit and E numbers we used to eat as kids.
Well.
I bet you did. Were your mum and dad dead on it with stuff like that?
Yeah.
Were they? See, it's only now that I think parents have, because my mum and dad used to let us eat all sorts of shite.
No, I was relatively quite healthy,
I think. Did you ever have turkey Twizzlers? Ever?
No.
Never?
No.
Hamwiches? Oh, they
what?
Were the best. Everyone goes on
Hamwiches?
About, everyone goes on about... So hamwiches, you got them from Iceland, they were little triangles.
Right,
and inside them
didn't.
Was cheese and ham and breadcrumbs. Turkey dinosaurs?
No.
Never had turkey dinosaurs?
No.
God. What about mini Kievs, garlic balls?
No.
They were my favourites.
We had chicken Kiev.
Yeah, we had.
And chicken cordon bleu.
No.
That was probably as sort of processed as it got, if I'm honest.
I turned out right.
You did? You choking?
Yeah.
We'll talk about Ibiza in a minute. shall we do the Shall we do the toast and the drink?
Yes, let's do it.
Would you like to pour the gin?
Yes. Oh,
you're back from Ibiza.
Who shall we toast to?
Well, look, I would like to toast to my, well, former favourite Radio 1 presenter. No longer anymore. He's gone to the big two.
Oh, yeah.
Or is in transit. But someone who genuinely, you know, all jokes aside, I know I'm not a massive and never have been Radio 1 listener, sorry, generally. Just through the music, not the content, just the music. But as a teenager, I would listen to this person's podcast, and I loved it. Only for about 3 years, and then, I know, I stopped. But I would like to toast to your former colleague, Scott Mills.
To Scott Mills. I won't... Oh. I won't start because I'm...
You're going to cry?
I won't stop. I'll say that man is, and this word's used too much, but is a radio legend.
Mm.
And in fact, a bit of a genius. And he has done every feature on the radio. And he's great. And
has he done Give Me the D?
He's not done Give Me the D.
So he's done all features bar one.
Whenever we come up with ideas, like Scott did that years ago, and it's just part and parcel of it. And it's going to be so weird for the first few weeks trying to get used to him not being on Radio 1. Because he's been there, 24 years?
Yeah, that's a long time.
But yeah, I think he's the best of the best. They don't get much better than him. No. Nobody else will ever do 24 years at Radio 1. Ever.
Really?
No, God, they won't have me for 24 years. God, no. I once was a caller on his show.
Oh, were you?
Yeah, when I was 17.
Gosh.
It's a very embarrassing clip that used to get played all the time. And it's mad to think that I am now hosting that show. I just can't get my head around it.
Oh, yes, of course. Because when you were... He was on Drive. Okay.
Mad. So, yeah, to Scott Mills, a legend. We'll miss you.
We will. I've been on his show. It was on Drive, twice.
What as etiquette guy?
Yes, as in my capacity. Yes, I wasn't.
What were you talking about?
Meringues. No, I was talking about etiquette. What do you think I was talking about?
What sort of etiquette?
I can't remember.
Oh.
It was just another job.
As always, if you need our help with something, then we would love it if you got in touch. You can send your tales of trepidation to help@sextedmyboss.com. And you can write to William Hanson, who does promise a handwritten reply in his own letter paper. The address is on the website, sextedmyboss.com.
I had a big old sesh the other night with letters.
I've got to ask you about that. You sent me a letter to say thank you for having me round yours the other night.
No, you don't need to send me one back.
No, good. I'm working on it anyway. But the one you sent me has your personal address on. Is that the one you send out to our Gene Divas?
No.
Right. I was just thinking that, because it's got your address at the top.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, they get a little card.
Oh, okay.
With my name and my email.
I would love for you to send out your personal one.
How much?
What?
If you pay off the rest of my mortgage, I'll do it.
Would you?
Yeah.
Paying off the rest of your mortgage. I haven't even got my own mortgage yet. Yeah.
Any reply from Tom Daly yet?
Not that I know of.
Oh.
Do you want to give some reference to this? I have found out the table that he had.
Yeah, so Jordan was watching Tom Daly's documentary on gay rights around the world, I think, or something like that. And rather than sort of listening to anything that Tom Daly was saying about... gay rights around the world, Jordan was more inspired by Tom Daly's interior design, in particular the table. You messaged Tom Daly to ask, where's that table from? And Tom is ghosting you.
He's not ghosting me. He's just got millions of followers and probably...
He probably doesn't run his own account.
Probably not seen it.
Have you messaged his knitting account?
No.
Because he probably runs that.
Oh,
one.
Okay. How many
Top
accounts
tip.
But I found out where the table is. Somebody's...
Oh, yeah. Really? Where?
I forgot what the name is now. I screenshotted it. But yeah, I think it's really expensive, so I'm going to give it a miss.
It's rectangular, isn't it?
What, the table?
Yeah. Or is it? Yeah.
It's from Brandler.
Oh.
Have you heard of them?
No. I'm sure they're very luxury.
If you are listening, Brandler.
When you hear G&D as an advert for Brandler in a couple of weeks' time,
you are listening.
You'll know Jordan's got a new dining room table.
We'd love a good solid table.
No, don't knock on wood. That's another advert.
Oh, yeah.
For another furniture company.
They used to sponsor Burnley.
Did they?
Oak Furniture.
Yes. You got to knock on wood.
Didn't they sponsor curry for a bit as well?
Possibly. I wouldn't know that. Okay. Moving away from gay rights and Tom Daly, let's change track completely. How is Ibiza?
Yeah, it was good. It was really, really good.
How was the hotel?
The hotel. So I didn't realise this, but last minute I booked an LGBTQ plus hotel, adults only one.
Right.
And it wasn't, yeah, it was quite a mix actually.
Was it?
Yeah.
You got the L's, the G's, the B's and the T's.
And there was like just...
And what did you put on your door? Because you said there were... Unlike, you know, most hotels have a please make up my room.
Yeah.
Do not disturb.
There was a please make up my room one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Please make me up.
And there was a do not disturb. And there was one that was like visitors welcome or something like that. Or please disturb. I can't remember what it said. And I might have got one of them mixed up in the middle of the night.
Are you the housemaid? I can be whatever you want.
Let's just say I did have a fright for my life when the cleaner was knocking at 3 o'clock in the morning. I'm joking. That never happened. That never happened. I'm joking. But yeah, it was good. It was really, really good.
Nice. Would I enjoy it?
Pardon?
Would I enjoy it?
I don't think you would, actually.
No.
Now, as far as first nights in Ibiza go, this is the thing. I will never, ever top this because on Friday...
Carry on.
Get a grip. Get a grip. Get a grip. So, we went... Oh, it's nice that you're actually listening this week. I'm not doing pissing emails, producer Ben. Been editing other podcasts whilst we've been recording. So we went to Ushuaia, which is probably like... Ushuaia.
Ushuaia.
It's a big club. I thought it was a club, but it's not. It's like an outdoor... It's in a hotel. And that was amazing. Vic got us in there for free. And then Ariel, free, who's from...
That was free as well. Yeah,
from Radio 1, she was DJing at High,
she?
Which is a nightclub, and she got us in there. And then afterwards, we went and met her boyfriend, George, who I... You know when you meet someone and he clicks straight away? So loved him.
Nice
and it
name,
was great.
George. Solid name.
Do you know what time I got in?
Got in...
To the hotel.
Right, no.
6:30 in the morning.
6:30 in the morning?
6:30. I've not...
And what time... What time did you then get up?
About 11, 12, went back to sleep. So we got in at 6:30 in the morning. So it was one of those where Ariel was like, get in my car, she said, and we'll drop you off at the hotel. Yours is right next to mine. But then she went, oh, we've just got a nip in here and there's another club. So we got out and it was bright daylight. 6:30 in the morning we got in.
I would absolutely hate this.
I got up gasping for a Coke Zero, right? So got changed. Went downstairs to a hotel bar and I said, 2 Coke Zeros, please.
Dos.
And he was like, ice? I was like, yes, please, yeah. He's like, okay, 12 euro. I said, sorry, I know I only ordered 2. He's like, yeah, sure, 6 euro each for a Coke Zero. So that pissed me off. Right, and I was saying to everyone, everyone was like, how's Ibiza so far? How's your first time? And I just kept going, yeah, it's good, but 12 euro for 2 Coke Zeros, to the point where a friend pulled me aside and was like, this is the first time you've been in Ibiza. Mm-hmm. You've got into loads of top clubs for free. Stop whinging about...
I was about to say, you haven't paid for anything so far.
Stop whinging about Coke Zeros. I was like, yeah, okay, fine, fair enough. So then on the Saturday, I just had a chilled one.
No.
Because there's 2 sides of it. You can go raving and misbehaving.
Yeah, don't. I've told you, don't. Oh, the wink! Oh, the wink! Don't ever do the wink again.
The wink gets...
No.
The wink does well on Toctic.
No, yeah, but it doesn't do well in the room.
Or you can have a chilled one. Oh, I also went in the cockpit of the plane. So
whilst it was in the air?
Yeah, no, not in the air, no. So I was watching Stranger Things on my iPad and the air stewardess come over and sat down. And Vic was on the flight as well.
Yeah.
He said, I'm really sorry. I hope this isn't too unprofessional, but Captain Gordon's a big fan of...
Captain Gordon?
Yeah, he's called his boss. Big fan of the show. And
sounds like a superhero.
He's a big fan of his show and he wants to know if you can come in and when the plane lands and get a picture in the cockpit. And we were like, yeah, sure.
How old's Captain Gordon?
They were both really young. Glad I didn't see him when I was in there. I would have kicked myself. Would have been... probably early 30s, and then there was an...
What's he doing listening to Radio 1?
I think the co-pilot was called George as well.
Oh.
And he was...
Wasn't Ariel's boyfriend?
No.
Gordon and George.
So that was Ibiza. I highly recommend it. The sunset is... Everybody goes on about the sunset, and it is beautiful. Somewhere where the island's positioned and placed, the sunset is amazing. It really is. Yeah, I would highly recommend going. I'm glad I did it.
Good. I'll pop it on the list.
You can do it because there's like nice areas and stuff.
Do you know where I do want to go where you've been recently? Mm-hmm. Mykonos.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not for any particular reason. Just it looks very nice.
No, you're. I know what you're like. If I do Tenerife, you've got to do 11 a reef.
That's strong. Well done.
Have you not heard that before?
No.
No. So if I get a new car, you're that guy. Everyone's got. It's usually two dads, right? Your dad will buy a new car and your dad's mate will buy a new car. That'll be us when we're older.
Right, okay. Yeah.
You've always got to top me. And yeah, I'm going Tenerife, Williams. I've been Tenerife, Williams been to 11 a reef. Am I right or am I right?
I'm not going to Tenerife. I can assure you of that.
Oh, Mykonos, that was so 2022.
I might still go in 2022.
Basic.
Now, I know you've just said that I am trying to match everything that you do, mm-hmm. but I now have my own teeth guard to wear.
Oh, dear.
Of an evening, however.
Are you getting an Invisalign as
no,
well?
No, because my teeth are fine. I had braces as a child, so they were done there.
Didn't wear your retainer, though, did you?
What do you mean?
Your retainer afterwards. That's what stops them, because your teeth move constantly. So even when this course is finished, I've still got to wear a retainer.
Oh, yeah, no, I didn't do any of that. Yeah. My teeth, I'm okay with my teeth
You've
at the moment.
You've got good teeth.
Thank you. Well, the bottom's a bit crooked, but I think as an Englishman, you don't need perfect teeth.
That's because your wisdom teeth push them forward.
Yeah, well, it's because of my wisdom teeth that I had a trip to the dentist, and I walked in, and the dentist said to me, William, you need to stop grinding. And I and I said, why? He said, well, for a start, I'm trying to examine your mouth. No, apparently I grind my teeth at night, and I'm wearing down the enamel.
Oh, okay.
Basically.
A lot of people do that, though. Yeah. You have to put a mouth guard in.
Yeah, he said, are you a particularly stressed individual? I said, it has been known. Yes. So I've been given this thing to wear. It lasted all of half an hour last night. I couldn't be bothered. We had a late night last night as well, and I thought, no, I just need to go to bed and sleep. I don't need to be sort of trying to fall to sleep with this bit of plastic in my mouth.
I bet Mikey loves that. Probably reminds him of his rugby league days. Playing for... Who did he play for? Was it Wakefield Warriors? What were they called? No, it's Wigan Warriors. Wakefield Rhinos, Leeds Rhinos. Who did he play for?
He didn't play for anyone, Jordan.
Put your gum shield in and put that little rugby hat on. Ooh, get them big socks on. Ooh. You know it does it for me. Ooh, I bet he loves you with his gum shield in.
I was speaking with a bit of a lisp last night.
I do, Jordan. It shuts him up. Was you? I had a list for a good 2 weeks from my place.
Yes.
I still do. There's an artist we play on Radio 1, and I can't say her name. Pink Panther. Sound like that snake from Jungle Book.
Oh, what's it called? Scar. No.
What were we called that?
Oh,
anyway,
just look up Jungle Book Snake, please.
You've been grinding.
I've been grinding, so okay. I'm going to try not to. But maybe I'm grinding because I obviously got the wedding coming up.
Yes.
Sorry? Car. Car is the name of the snake.
Oh, car.
Car. K-A, I think.
Okay.
K-A-A.
You've earned your keep this week, Ben.
So we've got the wedding coming up, so obviously I'm, you know, focusing on that. And we are within the 1 month. We are less than a month away now from the wedding. So it's all beginning to... How's the reading going along, by the way?
I've not looked at it since you gave it me, but my suit arrived a couple of days ago.
Sorry, just going back to the reading. You haven't looked at it because, can you remember what you told me when I came for dinner?
What?
You've lost it.
No, I found it.
Oh, you found it.
I found
okay,
it.
Good.
Just can't be asked reading it.
Well, can I just ask something? If you could just, like, give it a bit of a read before the day.
No, it'll be part of the fun when I mess it up in front of everyone. You know, I can't believe you asked me to do that because you know I'm going to be so nervous on the day.
Yeah, but then you get it over and done with. Then you can. You are the first person to read.
Oh, great! Being heckled by Sarah Hansen. Get out of it, darling. I want a drink of champagne.
The good news is, where Mike and I will be sitting in the church, I will be able to see the entire congregation and the look on their faces as you read.
Oh, great! For God's sake. Yeah, my suit arrived for the wedding. One I've wanted for ages. It's finally back in stock.
Okay.
It's just a bit tight. I've put a bit of weight on this.
Oh, summer. For God's sake.
I have. It's a double-breasted one.
Right.
It's back in. So I've got a double... It's
just but
a
not bit, in fashion.
Just a bit tight around the old belly. I'm not bothered, right? When I turn 40, I'm not bothered. I'm going to...
Like, good 15 years left.
Yeah, I'm going to be proud of my dad bod, my beer belly. But just in my 30s, I just want to try and maintain it.
Right.
And it's starting to pop out again a bit.
Well, luckily I'm in morning dress, and morning dress is the most flattering
is it?
outfit anyone could possibly
is
want
it actually?
To wear. Yes, it's gorgeous.
Can I wear morning dress?
No.
Have you got one of those little silk belt things around it?
No, that's black tie. Cummerbund.
I beg your pardon.
Cummerbund.
No, he was in Sherlock, wasn't he?
Very good. No, cummerbund. No, that's black tie. Morning dress, you have high-waisted trousers, double-breasted waistcoat, curve-fronted tailcoat, tie, collar.
And why do you wear a cummerbund?
Cummerbund?
Yeah, when do you wear
one
of them?
For black tie.
But you don't have to these days.
You don't have to. They're kind of going out of fashion. But it's really just sort of to break the shirt and the trousers. And they go back to the sashes that were worn way back when. And it was there to catch the crumbs. And sometimes you would have pockets in. And the pleats go, for anyone that is wearing a cummerbund still, the pleats go facing up, not down.
Okay.
For those that want to know.
So it's all going to plan.
It's all going to plan. We're just doing the final arrangements now. You're obviously doing a reading. Benedict, could you just come over here, please? Benedict?
Oh, he's not doing a reading, is he?
Good God, no. I don't want him falling to sleep.
Oh, God. Are you asking him to do a reading?
No.
Come on,
Leggy. Although if you then don't turn up, Benedict is going to be doing the reading.
Your trousers in wash again.
No, they're cropped. That's fashionable.
Wait, is he on camera here?
You do the washing.
Do you do the washing? Okay.
Ben, would you like to be an usher at our wedding?
What?
Would you like to be an usher at our wedding?
Yes, I'd love to.
Oh!
There we go.
Hang on, why is he an usher and I'm not?
Well, because you've got a more prominent role.
So is he... What, an usher's
what,
quite...
What does that mean?
It means, are you with the bride or with the groom?
No, yeah, but we're not... No, none of it. It's actually a very straightforward role because...
Are you with the groom or the groom? You go to the left, you go to the right. That's what an usher does.
Cat comes in. This lady's not for turning. good joke. There's no... You people can sit wherever. So it's actually just handing out the programme. There's other stuff as well.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, like, hi.
Hi, welcome to... You don't want him being the person that brings your guests in.
Well, we have a couple of others as well, but we thought that... my brother and Anthony.
Oh, yippee! Oh. James! Hey, William's brother, take a brochure. Are you with the bride or the groom? At the groom or the groom? I'm so sorry. Damn, I'm not homophobic. I'm sorry. Yippee.
So, yeah, we thought...
Sweet. Look at the little smile on his face.
Well, I'll be honest. We weren't going to have ushers originally because we don't... No.
That's really sweet. I'm only joking. You'll be a great usher.
Because there isn't...
Hi, guys. Welcome to the church.
Mikey suggested you could produce the wedding. No, we weren't going to have ushers because...
You're so dramatic, by the way.
What?
You live out your whole life on this podcast. You got engaged on this podcast.
One of us has got to.
A private life's a happy life.
Really?
You're such a bitch.
Which of us is getting married?
You won't be beaten, will you?
No, we weren't going to have ushers because you've got, you know, there's a lot to say about same-sex weddings, but other than sort of the first couple of rows, which will be reserved for immediate family, and, you know, you don't sit in them unless, we're not doing it, you're on that side, you're on that side. It's just sort of fill up from the front, have a lovely time.
Okay.
So we thought, other than maybe somebody just to hand out the orders of service, which potentially might even have been some of the church wardens... originally we weren't going to have them, and then actually logistically we've realised that actually ushers at weddings do actually serve a purpose.
Okay.
So we don't need a whole fleet of ushers like you get somewhere at some weddings, but just a couple, just to sort of point people in the direction, show them the disabled loos, that sort of thing, would be useful.
You know the saying, I've always been the bridesmaid?
Mm.
Yeah, I'd say that. I've always been the usher. I've only been the best man once.
Yeah. Well, we're not having best men.
Yeah. Clearly not. How are we getting from the church to the venue?
Well, the ushers will guide you.
Is it a walking distance?
No, there are buses.
All right, fair one. Are you giving little bottles of champagne on the bus?
Not champagne, but there will be liquid.
Refreshments?
Yeah.
Okay. Prosecco. Cheap.
Water. cheaper.
I'm joking. Do we have to come to the church bit?
Well, you are reading at
Oh, yes, of course.
So the orders of service have arrived today. Okay, your name is there. So I would like you to...
Okay, I'm actually looking forward to it.
I think it'll be fine.
Yeah.
I think it'll be absolutely... Well, I think more than fine.
I was taking the mick out of him, but I would like to be on Ben's table, just saying. We're not on the same table, are we?
I'm not saying who's on what table.
Because we do have a
And
laugh.
Do you know what?
We do, me and Ben do genuinely get on. I'd say more than you and Ben get on. He's a good laugh when he's had a drink.
Yeah.
Oh, Kat as well. Mm.
Just Kat, it's just you and Kat on a table. Oh, you, Kat, and my colleague Joe. Oh,
Joe.
Etiquette Joe.
Oh.
Thank you, letter Joe.
I like what you say. I like both Kat and Joe. This soup is delicious. Thank you, Kat.
The other thing with same-sex weddings, you know, sort of conventionally, there's the something old, something new, something borrowed, something blue for the bride.
Which is also a feature of mine.
Oh, is it?
Do you listen to my show?
Yes, I do.
There's something songs we do every day at 5:30.
Yeah.
A listener comes on and picks something old, new, borrowed and blue.
What do they pick that's blue?
So it could be a song that's got the word blue in it. The album could be blue.
Has anyone picked Eiffel 65?
Yes, a few times. Okay. Or blue.
Smurfs?
Not the Smurfs, no.
Right. Well, anyway, inspired by Jordan's very popular feature on Radio 1.
A wedding's doing it now. Bloody hell. Oh, yeah, go on.
Well, of course, we're not in dresses. Obviously, we're in morning dress. And actually, it sort of went through my head. I went, it's a tradition that I think you can apply to anyone getting married, whether you've got two ladies, two men, guy and a girl, whoever. So we're doing that. So the something old I'm going to be wearing round my neck, underneath, probably, or maybe in amongst my person. My paternal grandmother had a sovereign necklace. So she is represented. The borrowed, I'm borrowing one of my maternal grandmother's lace handkerchiefs to go in my pocket. It's one of hers, given to my mother, but I'm borrowing it.
Are you wearing a little, what's those?
A garter?
Yeah.
No.
You're not wearing a garter?
No.
Go on, what's
not during the day,
anyway. You new, what's your new?
The new is the whole suit.
Mm.
Well, that's the new is normally the dress in a sort of
oh,
for
is
a
it?
Woman.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And the blue is my waistcoat.
All right, okay. What's Mikey doing?
TBC. Right. You'll see. He is doing that as well, but he's still working.
So me old, my first ever trowel. I've had this since I was 15, 16, man and boy.
Yes, his wedding band is made from the metal from his old trowel.
Me new is, I've just got an Ivy's vest last week on site, so that's pretty new, I'll do that. Borrowed, I'll wear a pair of Williams socks. And blue, I'll wear my Wakefield Rhinos top underneath that I used to play in. So yeah, old new borrowed and blue. Mm. Are they serving Tatleys up there?
Oh. No.
Oh, you know, you'll go mad if you don't get his Tetleys.
He will.
Yeah, he's good on a night out. He likes his Tetleys.
Mm.
He'll settle for Boddington's. And at the very worst, he'll have a John Smith's.
Right.
Yeah. He's a Yorkshireman. He likes his bitter.
Mm. Lovely.
So this wedding's going to be good.
It's going to be good. I'm getting slightly nervous, but it's in. But
what
are you excited.
Nervous for?
Just that it all goes right. And
it's
as
me
you
that's doing a reading, it's going to be about all me on that desk.
Excuse me. Probably bloody will be.
Don't be daft.
What you said last week about, you know, I'm a bit of a control freak. Mm. Something will go wrong. Yeah, something probably will go wrong. We've just made Ben an usher. Of course it'll go wrong. But I'm hoping that everything goes well.
Okay, it will. Trust me, it'll be great. We're all looking forward to it. Everyone is. We really are.
Good. Well, yeah. Excellent.
I've got a new suit. I'm going to get a shirt with cufflinks on as well.
Oh, my God, you just don't care.
I know. What?
No, it's I love how easily I can wind you up.
One.
Yes, that's fine. You wear that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Should we go to William's Wacky Word of the Week?
Let's do it.
And the word of the week this week is hillock.
Hillock.
Hillock. And I'll tell you the definition after these messages.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Thanks for sticking with us, Jane Davis. It's William's Wacky Word of the Week, and the word is hillock.
Hillock. Any guesses?
Is it similar to pillock? Oh, I've not heard that in ages. Pillock.
No.
Oh, yeah, pillock. Does it mean somebody who lives at the top of a hill?
Oh.
And they're a hillock.
No, but you're in the right environment.
Somebody who lives at the bottom of a hill?
No.
You'll see those two houses on the hill. Mine's the middle one. Thanks, Stuart. Exec producer there. What is a hillock?
Two houses on the hillock. A hillock is a very small hill or mound. So, like, if a hill, you think of a huge mound, almost a mountain. One down from a hill is a hillock.
You've been busy this week. It's not your best one. Susie Dent shitting herself, isn't she?
Such a bitch.
Susie Dent having sleepless nights with hillock. Christ. Should we go to the listeners' questions and problems, please? You can have a go at me.
Yeah.
I can have a go at you.
This one is, oh, it's from Anonymous. Dear William, PB&J. Oh, look, you're at the bottom. I'm a fairly new listener and... I'm absolutely loving your podcast.
Oh, thank you.
It's swiftly become my favourite. A lot of your recent content has been focused on William's upcoming wedding.
Oh! Shock!
You'll love this week. And it's reminding me of my own desire to get engaged and some guidance I would very much appreciate. My boyfriend and I met 8 years ago in Manchester the day I moved into the city. He went to the University of Manchester and I went to MMU. Just in case you're wondering or want to make a comment about that.
No judgment here.
No, you wouldn't understand it anyway. We've been together... Yes. We've been together ever since and now have two dogs and a house together.
Oh, wow.
I've been hinting for a few years that now I'm ready for a ring, but yet my left hand remains bare. In the absence of a proposal, I've decided to just start planning the wedding out of boredom and possibly a smidge of social media FOMO. This includes taking him to look at venues with me, which he politely attends but continues to avoid the topic.
What?
My questions to you are... Is it gauche of me to start planning things, or am I an independent woman who knows what she wants? Should I stop with the not at all subtle hints and wait patiently? Thank you so much. P.S. If you can help me get that bling, you can come to the wedding. If you want to, that is.
Right. I'm not being funny, but after 8 years, two dogs and an house, you'd think...
I would imagine the next step probably is marriage.
Yeah, I mean, everyone's different, but if I had two dogs and a house, I'd want to be married, wouldn't you?
Yes, yeah.
I think... What did he say? 4 years and then marriage?
Well, I don't know if they say that, because every relationship's different.
Different, but yeah. I think you just need to say to him, do you want to marry me or not?
Well, there's the direct approach, but I would also...
Just say to him, are we going to get married or not? Because this is pissing me off now. 8 years, two dogs and a house. It's time, come on. That's what I'd say, personally.
I would, though, be cautious, Anonymous, because if you continue to do the hints, or even take the Jordan approach and be quite direct about it, you could actually put him off.
Well, then piss him off.
What? No, not just pissing him off, put him off.
No, I mean...
He walks away from the whole thing.
I think she should be married by now. Saying that, I love you and Catherine together. Oh, God, he's gone white. Gone pale. 8 years. 7 years.
Seven. Oh, well, marriage next year then. I would just be careful.
Kat, will you marry me? The lady needs to wait and think about this.
No.
We are engaged.
We are a fiancé. I think it's fine for you to plan weddings, and I think particularly, you know, certain people. To be honest, I never thought I was going to get married, or indeed could get married. So I never really thought about it until fairly recently. But some people do. You know, you have quite a
are
set.
You getting married?
Shut up.
Sure, you.
Some people think, oh, you know, I want this at the wedding, I want that at the wedding. They've all got it all planned out. I think it's fine to do that.
I would
maybe just monitor how.
It's going to wedding shows and stuff.
Yeah.
I do love a good wedding. It's getting to the point where I was going too many.
Yes, and then a pandemic happened.
And then a pandemic, and I do love a good wedding. Wedding season's coming up now.
Coming up? What? It's been?
No.
Oh, really?
Yeah, a lot of weddings. Where are we with people that now, and I totally get it, people now that are getting married on like Tuesdays and Thursdays and stuff.
It's fine.
Yeah, I agree.
It's whatever day you want to get married.
Mine was whinging. Oh, it's tight. Well, no, wedding's dear and bloody venues are booked up massively at the moment.
Mm. Yes, well, exactly. And actually, if you do want to get married, because I know...
Is yours on a Friday or Saturday?
Friday.
Is it?
Yeah. Oh.
That means I can go and watch Burnley on the Saturday. That is class. That is absolutely
class. And do you know why? That's why I picked that date, darling.
Did you?
Yeah.
Are we recording the podcast on that day?
No, we're not.
We've got it in my diary, as we usually do.
Yeah, well, I've taken it out of my diary for that day, funnily enough.
Oh, I might have the dentist in that morning. What time's the bit?
Please don't have a filling. Don't do the reading with a filling.
Ecclesiastes. Oh, shite. Okay, that's good.
Why?
Good.
What?
Now,
what are you moving?
Nothing.
Really?
No. It's all good. You don't need to worry. I'll be there.
Yes, you bloody well will.
Possibly. I'll be there. I've got a new suit.
Good. And also you'd like to celebrate the union of William and Mikey.
Of course.
Yes.
Yeah.
This is from Dominique. Dear William and Jordan.
That's actually my brother's real name.
Dominique.
Did I not tell you?
It's a girl's name.
Yeah, I know. My dad got pissed in Berlin and they spent...
Oh, yeah, I think you have.
I've told us this. So technically, Dominic's real name's Dominique on his passport and his bank card. It says Dominique North.
Oh.
So my dad went to register him and he was pissed. Did I not tell you this?
Yeah, vaguely.
He got into a fight with a doctor as well, the German doctor, and he got his car towed all in the same day.
Wow.
My mum nearly divorced him there and then on the spot. But the final straw was he went to sign for red birthing and they've spelled it Dominique. Anyway...
Dear William and Jordan, firstly, thank you for being a constant light during the darkness the past few years has cast over us.
Aww.
My name is Dominique. The reason for introducing myself like this will be clear in my problem. Oh, I wonder where this is going. My name is often, more times than not, pronounced wrong, and while annoying, I understand and can often expect it. Around 90% of the time, I'm called Dominic when people read out my name.
Great name.
I do explain to people my name and how when you pronounce words like unique or mystique, you don't say it as unique or mystic. My name is the same. However, what frustrates me is when I write my name in a letter or email and people reply constantly getting it wrong. I don't think it's much to ask to look at the email signature you're replying to and get it correct. Maybe I am wrong. One person in particular who I go to for professional work will call me the wrong name in person and over text. Always Dominic. Oh, okay. With an A. I have always written my name in full when communicating. Any advice on how to approach this subject would be really appreciated. Do I just ignore their mistakes and continue as I have done in the past, or is there a better way to introduce myself, or do I correct people? Kind regards, Dominique.
Technically, my brother's Domonic. He spells it Domonic.
Demonic.
Yeah, Domonic.
Your brother is Demonic.
Dom-on-ic.
Dom-on-ic.
It must be frustrating, Dominique, because there's three names I cannot spell for toffee.
Mm.
Chloe.
Yes.
Naomi. And Michael.
Michael.
Did I tell you, I nearly got a first in uni
yes,
for an
but
exam.
You wrote about Michelle Jackson.
I wrote about the media's representation of the death of pop star Michelle Jackson. It was meant to be Michael Jackson. I just cannot spell Michael for love nor money.
Really?
Yeah. Dominique, it's one of those things that, on an email, it is frustrating when you've put cheers. I always end my emails with cheers, Jordan.
Oh, how casual.
And it's annoying when they write back Jordan or Jordan or Jordan.
Oh, especially because, you know, you're a national treasure.
No. So I get that, but I think it's just one of those things you've got to accept.
Mm.
It's your parents' fault for picking your name. There's certain names that people...
No, hang on. We're not in therapy here. Not everything goes back to blame the parents.
Well, there's certain names that are just really hard to spell, aren't there?
You could... Now, Dominique, I could... I don't know if people are thinking that Dominique is interchangeable with Dominic, or maybe thinking you're misgendering you. You could always put your pronouns in your signature, or your honorific, your Ms., Ms., Mrs., etc. Brackets in brackets. That would be a suggestion. But I think if, let's say, someone constantly is doing it, I would get one of your colleagues to say, let's say you, Jordan, were calling me Wilhelmina, for example, and it's William. Or Willie. I might say to Ben, could you just have a word with Jordan, please, and get him to stop saying Wilhelmina.
Okay. That's a good point.
Or just say, you do know that it's actually Dominique, not Dominic.
Yeah.
Get someone else to do it. Remember, I haven't said this for a while, if you're correcting someone or pointing something out, you do it away from everyone else, unless it's someone's grammar in an email, and then you can do it to a lot of listeners on a podcast. But other than that, you do it away from other people to minimise the embarrassment.
Or you could just get over yourself. Oh, I'm so... Where did that come from? Sorry, I'm... Dominique, sorry. I'm not sleeping very well at the moment. It's really muggy. I can't sleep. Like, this is worse than the heatwave, this
He's had visitors welcome on his door.
Do you not think this weather, this mugginess at the moment...
I don't know, because I have a luxury air conditioning unit.
For God's sake. Dominique, that was
I've been sleeping brilliantly well.
Really lovely letter. Sorry, that was hard. It is annoying when people get your name wrong. It is, sorry. Where did that come from? Your bitchiness is rubbing off at me.
Sorry. This is from a person. Dear Jordan, William, PB and Diego, I hope you...
Oh, I say, my name's on letters now. What can I say?
I hope you are well. I'm a relatively new listener and firstly want to thank you for your podcast. I have really enjoyed catching up with it and have loved listening during my commute to work each day. I'm now up to date and look forward to each of your episodes.
Fair one.
I was wondering what the etiquette was regarding length of voice notes. My friend has started sending longer voice notes in the region of 10 minutes, which I think
That's
is a bit
podcast.
Long.
It's a podcast.
Even when sped up. Particularly when there is more than one in a row. I feel obligated to listen when I open the message, as I don't want to seem rude, but am I a Grinch for thinking 10 minutes is a bit long? What do I do, lads? Is it a dick move to say I'll listen later, even if I may not? The worst part is this email would have been so much easier to just voice note. Thanks so much in advance for the advice from a person.
Right, I have very strict rules on this because voice notes annoy me. Although, your voice notes and my older brother sends me voice notes get right on my wick. However, Katie Thistleton, my good friend, sends me voice notes. I actually really like her voice notes. They make me laugh.
Right.
So I would say between 30 seconds, a minute max. 1 minute max. Because voice notes, like, when you're watching telly and stuff, you have to pause the bloody telly, listen to it.
Oh, dear.
And then, so I would say 30 seconds to a minute. Anything more than that's a podcast.
I would... So this is what I do now when I send a voice note to people.
You don't send them me anymore, do you?
No, I just don't bother communicating.
Good.
Yeah, I just let Katie do it. What I would do is, if I'm sending a colleague...
Her voice notes are so funny.
Okay, great, lovely. Why don't you do a podcast with her?
They're really funny.
You should do, actually. Yeah. I will send a voice note, and then you know when how you reply to messages on WhatsApp? You know, you just sort of swipe, and then you can sort of reply to a particular message. So I swipe to reply on my voice note, and like an email, I give the subject or the top line. So I'll put, regarding tomorrow's recording, not urgent. And actually, if it is ever urgent,
a
voice note is not the... If it's urgent, you phone them. That's what we do if it's urgent.
Oh, don't phone. I hate phones. I'm
or we
so
text.
Miserable. What is up with me today?
But I would give the subject line and indicate whether it's urgent or not. So at least when I see it come in and I have no idea what it's about, I know it's about tomorrow's recording, the client yesterday, whatever it happens to be. That's what I would do. Put it in context so people know what it's about.
Okay.
And they can decide when they listen to it.
That's a really good point. But try not to do voice notes over a minute long.
Well, yeah, try to keep it short. Although, thank God, WhatsApp has brought in that feature where you can make it a bit quicker.
Oh, the speedy up thing.
There is WeChat, which is the sort of Chinese version of WhatsApp, which a lot of the features that WhatsApp now have come from WeChat. But they have I'm sure it's going to come to WhatsApp. You can convert a voice note to text.
Wow.
You just click it and it...
The Chinese think of everything.
And actually, on WeChat, voice notes are limited to a minute. It just stops recording.
Does it?
It gives you a 10-second countdown.
See, I told you a minute would be fine. And it puts them into words.
Yep.
It'd be like, if it's anything to go by our Siri, though, it'd be... Or our subtitles on telly.
Well, particularly with your voice. Mm. Be on the floor.
Mm.
Hope that helps.
Yeah.
And this one is from Stephen with a PH. Dear William and Jordan and PB, having been a user of several dating apps for several years, mainly Grindr, I have had my fair share of hookups, but find myself searching for something more meaningful as I reach my mid-ish 30s. I have not always had the most confidence in talking to men, but after losing over 7.5 stone, it's amazing.
Fair play, Stephen.
I feel ready to put myself out there. More. As part of my fitness journey, I have recently taken up swimming, going 6 or 7 times a week, and I have found myself frequenting the local leisure centre at the same time as a particularly attractive, burly bear-like gentleman who always catches my eye. Our interactions started with eye contact as we swam past each other, moving to a smile here and there, and the occasional hello as we walked past each other. We have now had a couple of conversations, small talk mostly, but the latest contained what I believe to be mutual flirty laughter as he made a joke about the water being particularly cold that day.
It really is cold.
In hindsight, I was in the communal showers at the time, so I hope it wasn't a comment about the size of my manhood, though I'm sure William will be relieved to hear that I still had my swimming shorts on at the time. I really would appreciate your advice on how to strike more of a conversation other than small talk when we meet next, and what is the etiquette of chatting someone up when half naked in the swimming pool? I eagerly await any words of wisdom you may have. All the best, Stephen. P.S. I want to bestow on William and Mikey my warmest congratulations on their upcoming nuptials. I would also love to hear more of Jordan's hilarious impressions of Diego. And if we can have another round of Wendy, can I borrow your potato peeler? It really would brighten up my day. Well, Stephen, your wish is our command.
I don't just do them on tap. I haven't done a Wendy impression in ages.
Well, no, this is a Vicky impression.
I'll do a Vicky one as a... Do I have to?
Yeah.
So she knocked on the door. Said, Wendy, can I borrow your potato peeler? I said, Wendy, can I borrow your potato peeler? It's not the same doing thing. That was rubbish, Jordan. That was a rubbish one. I think that's worn off that.
See, he loves it really, Stephen.
I think that worn off. Daddy, what time are you feeding me? Stephen, I'll say you're getting the shower to get on your knees and give him a blowjob, babe. Diego? It's what I do in the park, Jude. It's what I do in the park. I go right up and I sniff his off. I do, and then I give him a little end job from behind. I do. I do. When my daddy's not looking, that's what I do. I just get it done with. I'd say get in them showers and give him a little end job from behind to play the old trumpet. You know what I mean, Stephen? Honestly, babe.
All right.
Gotta do it. Diego, don't be so rude. Oh, I'm a right flirt. I'm a little slap, mate. Honestly, you should be the state of me. If my mummy knew. Oh, God. Anyway. Right.
Right.
I would say two things here, Stephen.
Mm.
Keep chatting. At first, it's going to be awkward, more and more awkward, and just fight through it, push through it, keep chatting. Second thing, get his Instagram. Honestly.
How?
You can't
sort of be doing breaststroke next to him and go, oh, by the way, what's your handle?
No, you'd bring that up in the conversation, but like, oh, I'd say you're on Insta and you'll get to know straight away, right? And this is, I think...
What does he want to know?
Right, so you'll know if he's got a partner and stuff like that. You can see the pictures. And then on Instagram, you go on that night.
Well, not necessarily.
You chat on the DMs. Yeah. You get to know so much on DMs. Like, people are like, oh, do it. Get his Insta and chat on...
No, I think it's a terrible idea.
I'd say get his... What?
Because
people
might have partners and they might not appear on their Instagram.
Well, then you chat and then they'd pop it in. Oh, yeah, my boyfriend or my girlfriend likes that.
Just, I think just be direct and go, would you like a coffee?
There's also that. I agree. There's also that. So you could say, would you like a coffee? And he might go, yeah, go on then. You go, no, I'll get an Americano. Or it's like, would you like a coffee?
Mm.
I'd say, just bite the bullet and say, do you want to get a coffee sometime? Or what's your Insta? And just get chatting on Instagram. Or do a bit of stalking and find him.
And get arrested.
No, you could say to the... You could say to the guy at reception, oh, that guy has left his goggles. Do you have his details?
No, because if that's a good receptionist, to say, yes, we'll pass them on to him and not give out personal information.
I don't know, but just get their Instagram or ask them for a coffee.
I think just be bold and just go for it. You've got nothing to lose. Worst case worse. He says, no, I'm all right, thanks. Or, yes, I'd love one, but just so you know, I'm already in a relationship. Then, well, if you know, it'll be embarrassing for about half an hour and then it should be fine.
Phone him into the steam room, see where that goes. All right, Diego.
But go for it. You've clearly accomplished a lot. You've got guts. You've lost over seven and a half stone.
That's amazing.
Just go for it. New year, new you. It's not new year at all, but...
Way off new year.
Yeah, I know, but what is...
How do you cope with those Apple Watches? Because the last thing you do is tell the time on them. I just think it's a bloody novelty. It's just a phone on your wrist.
Well, it does more than that. That was just the alarm going off. That's why I was looking at it.
Is that for... Can you get your door alarm on then?
Yeah.
Can you?
I can alarm my house from here.
Oh, well enough.
And at night, after 10 o'clock, it goes, there is a person in your back passage.
Well, that'd shit you up. Mm. My watch doesn't even tell the time.
No. Oh, is that the watch?
Yeah, I got it back.
Can I see? Oh, bring it. It's lovely.
It's a diver's watch, but you can't wear it in Bath, you tell me.
What?
Oh, it's me, isn't it?
Oh, it is you.
Well, remember...
Can I just say, what a fun episode.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can send your nervous narratives to help@sexandmyboss.com, or you can tweet us or send us a message on Instagram @sexandmyboss. Or, as we said before, you can write to William. He promises a handwritten reply in his own letter to paper. The address is on the website, sexandmyboss.com.
But I'm going off on honeymoon soon, so there will be a delay in all the correspondence. FYI.
We'll see you on Friday.
Bye.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.